say, we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Unafeared, unafeared, unafeared. I fear no evil because I walk through the valley of death. I might have a gun or a bodyguard that does. You know, this is, you know, let's talk about, you know, the congressman being shot today. I don't know if you caught that during the show. All right, here we go. Congressman details hectic moment under fire. We were sitting ducks. Gun saved our lives. Ooh, did he say that out loud? You know, see, this guy had a gun. Yeah, well, what stopped a bad guy with a gun? I don't know, good guy with a gun. You know, nope, can't have, you know, got to take all the guns away from good guys, too. You know, then the bad guys won't have guns anymore. Right. How's that working out, you know, around the world? Okay, so this is what, you know, gun violence and so on, that's a side effect of freaking something else. There's so much other, that's something else. Go ask Chicago. You know, is it just guns availability or... is it something else? It's definitely something else. You know, that's another thing. Illinois, they're going to go bankrupt. You know, Chicago's in the middle of, we're going to, you know, after Bilderberger, they all went to Chicago. We're going to, you know, rule America from in our new club or something. And I'm just, you know, they, them, those. I don't, you know, the solution is what Liz was saying. In our last hour, we had Liz Reitzig, you know, from Food Freedom, Raw Milk Advocacy, Real foodcc.com, nourishingliberty.com. I really enjoyed our visit. You know, we made a new friend, and we're going to, you know, do what we can to support her because there's mom out in the front lines going, oh, you should not have done that. Well, she had her first child when she's like 21. You know, we were talking in their break. You know, we ran late into the, you know, intro. And her thing, I'll get to the congressman thing, don't worry about it. But this all applies to this. This is why I wanted to bring this up. As a young woman, she has her first child, and she's doing the due diligence. I went through this with a young woman at our vaccine education summit to where, you know, do I vaccinate or not? Well, she went and looked, did kind of, you know, it's all flooded with, oh, yeah, and you're crazy if you don't. Did autism problems, find out what happened and her genetic susceptibility to, and if she'd known and they would have published, and it's all under seal, and, you know, and you're not allowed to know, and they pay off in the vaccine court and kind of whatever. And she was just pissed. And then she wasn't mad. She was sad. It was, I tried. I did. And a tear, I mean, it came to my eye as I'm doing the Phil Donahue run around thing with the microphone, and they had a panel up there. And, you know, I asked her, you know, okay, well, how did you know? Well, she told me her story. She did the research and went and was lied to. And you do that to enough people and you damage enough people, it's going to be, you know, we always joke about, you know, the cancer club, you know, a book about the cancer club. Well, everybody, you know, bunch of grandpas, something, get cancer on, saying, you know what? Am I dying going out, you know, party? Let's see, you know, what I can do to have, I don't have to worry about my future thing. Well, that was, you know, opined, you know, a lot of times with the book Unintended Consequences, because there was a character in there, I think, had that, was his motivation. And you can see it's a mood. You know, it's not gun violence or having guns that causes gun violence. You know, it's the circumstances of violence that cause them. They just use a gun. You know, it's they have a knifing. You know, it was going around stabbing people with knives, and what do they want? More gun control. What? You know, in Britain, you can't have a knife, you know, longer. You know, that stopped them. I mean, it's just so stupid. I'm just tired of stupid. You know, you're too stupid to be talking about my rights and being a shiny badge government guy. You're just, you're stupid. It's kind of that Scott Horton thing. Hey, just stupid. You know, he likes saying that a lot. Okay, so the congressman I didn't even read anything. I mean, this just happened while we were on the air. So I'm just going to read this one article. Now, see, the thing is, it's a Detroit CBSLocal.com. If you're not there, if it's not, hopefully there'll be cell phone stuff. Somebody's going to have cell phones. I bet I can probably go look and find. We'll put it on, you know, in the archive. There's always somebody got a cell phone taking video or something. That is what happened. That could even be staged. You know, who is this guy? Where did he come from? Is he, you know, it's, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald kind of thing? Or, they, you know, this timing thing? You know, is he, you know, and that he's white? You know, is that going to be played on in what way? And what was his motivation and who he was and what club he did? Did he have a floppy hat and camo? Was he a veteran? I mean, you know, I mean, there's so much stuff that's going to have to be parsed out here. But the thing is, it's an environment. Okay, was he a, you know, was it a PTSD, you know, the veteran that, you know, had something to say about whatever? Was it an anniversary that did something? I give you an example, and I'll read it, but this is kind of my mindset. When Oklahoma City happened, it was 2 years to the day after Waco. Well, when that happened, we're kind of all looking, yeah, that was a message of somebody for something. And immediately, L. Neil Smith, he's a science fiction writer, you hear me reference often, he wrote an article right away, and it went up like that night, and it said, big government's to blame. I mean, for right off the bat, he said, big government did it. Boom, done, big government. I said it. Really? Can you justify that? Well, you read, he goes, if it was domestic terrorist or domestic patriot or domestic or somebody looked just pissed off at whatever, and I guarantee it was because of some big government policies or that was the target because, you know, big government. If it was big government just looking for a budget increase like they were doing with Waco thing, it's like, ooh, we need to get some press and, you know, 60 Minutes interview, and we need to, you know, some money. You know, yeah, big government did it. If it was foreign policy and we're pissing off somebody in another country and they come over here and they ISIS or ICO or whatever it is, like in House of Cards we're watching, it's like they're paralleling what's happening, you know, clairvoyant, you know, Kevin Spacey, Robin Wright, you know, that's the House of Cards, man, it's scary. So, you know, if it's foreign policy, yeah, big government did it. So it doesn't matter what happened. Big government did it. Now you have your lone crazy people that whatever the hell, they got something wrong with them. But it's just, you know, what made them, what was wrong with them? Oh, big government sent them off to, you know, fight and die somewhere. So, you know, always big government. All right. So let's go ahead and, you know, I'll just read this. Nah, you can look at me read. What the hell? All right. On the video. Here we go. Alexandria, Virginia. A Michigan representative who survived a gun attack during a congressional baseball practice Wednesday morning in Virginia is detailing the harrowing moments the gunman opened fire. Michigan Rep. Mike Bishop tells WWJ News Radio 950 he was attending the practice around 5:30 a.m. in Alexandria when shots rang out. He said he and his colleagues were sitting ducks. As we were standing here this morning, a gunman walked up to the fence line and just began to shoot. I was standing at home plate, and he was in the third baseline, Bishop said. He had a rifle that was clearly meant for the job of taking people out. Multiple casualties, and he had several rounds and magazines that he kept unloading and reloading. The shooting went on for roughly 10 minutes. What? There need to be more guns, man. With some accounts putting the number of shots fired at around 100. Oh, man. Five people were injured. This guy must have been really bad at shooting. What, you know, I want to know about the gun. You know, there's something seems fishy about. All right. Five people were injured, including House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana and two Capitol Hill police officers, one a female who was airlifted from the scene. The suspect was also shot. The only reason why any of us walked out of this thing, by the grace of God, one of the folks here, security detail traveling with Scalise, had a weapon to fire back and give us a moment to find cover. All right, I'll finish this when we come back. But I mean, you know, how do you take out a bad guy with a gun? A good guy with a gun. This is the way it is. We'll be right back.
This is Donna Hancock with Silver Alliance Realty in Phoenix, Arizona, and I specialize in helping you find the real estate that fits your needs. Whether you are looking to purchase a home or a piece of land, whether it's in town or a rural setting, I can help you find exactly what you are looking for. Most of us are aware of the turbulent times ahead and will need to settle in a place that will suit our particular desires, not only to protect our families, but to thrive in the coming downturn of the economy. Unfortunately, that time is not in the future, but it is upon us, and if you are going to get ahead of the game, now is the time to prepare. Qualifying options for new loans are narrowing, the dollar is being devalued every day, and living expenses are on the rise. So I have created a useful tool on my webpage at DonnaHancock.com that will allow you to search for properties at your leisure that are of interest to you. Simply click on the Search MLS tab at the top of my webpage to begin your search today. Start preparing for your future, and when you are ready to move forward with your home or land buying purchase, we can work together to get you and your family ready to flourish. Feel free to call or text me at 602-828-1819. That's 602-828-1819, and let's get started today.
While our satellite channel is free to listen to, it's not free for us. You can help us cover our satellite costs with the chip-in on the right side of the page at lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
A little Led Zeppelin never hurt anybody. I just love them. The right mood of, okay, let's finish the article. The congressman details his, moments under fire. Now, as a Michigan representative that, give the details here to somebody, and this is coming out of a CBS local affiliate. The only reason why any of us walked out of this thing, by the grace of God, one of the folks here, security detail traveling with Scalise, and that's another thing you got to confirm. They always say that in the first initial stories. And you find out it was, somebody's former roommate's cousin, he just was there selling peanuts and had his nine with him or something. So you want to check this stuff because it's always they do that. And you don't find out till later. I can't count how many times it's just BS on little crap like that, because they find out, he was gunned down, and you find out it was a teacher that went out to his car, got his gun, came back, that kind of crap. But he had to, run, a quarter mile to go get it because he couldn't be within so many feet of the gun. At least that's what they say, So this is, anyway, you got to check on that. He had a weapon to fire back and gave us a moment to find cover. We were inside the backstop. And if we didn't have that cover by a brave person who stood up and took a shot himself, we would not have gotten out of there and every one of us would have been hit. Every single one of us, said Bishop. He was coming around the fence line and he was looking for all of us who had found cover in different spots. But if we didn't have return fire right there, he would have come up to each one of us and shot us point blank. Ouch. Bishop was uninjured. General Jack Bergman, who represents Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula, and John Mulliner from Midland were also at the practice. Neither were injured. Democratic members of Congress were practicing at a different field miles away. So this is Republicans. Okay. Two of our staff was hit. Steve Scalise was hit on second base. I watched him get hit. And I couldn't do anything to help him. We tried to get him off as fast as we could, but this guy was relentless with his fire, said Bishop. One of our staffers got hit in the chest, and I pray for him. I just don't know what the outcome is going to be. This is a tragic situation, and frankly, it changed everything as I know it forever. A suspect who received at least one gunshot is in custody. Bishop said the man didn't speak a word. He stood there silently. None of us saw him walk up. He said, one of our coaches had his son, his 11-year-old son. I have an 11-year-old son, too, who's supposed to be here. And I am just, I can't even tell you, I don't know. Unfortunately, everybody's okay. It's just traumatic. Alexandria Police Chief Michael Brown told reporters the situation was stable, and at this point, there is no additional threat. He referred to the shooting as a closed incident. Reporters Reports say the gunman has since been identified by law enforcement as James T. Hodgkinson, a 66-year-old white male from Belleville, Illinois. No further details were immediately provided. It's not clear that the baseball game, which was scheduled for Thursday, will continue as planned. It has been an annual tradition since the early 1900s. It's Republican, Democrat, congressional members, you know, playing baseball. And I, you know, a lot of people, you know, this is, yeah, you know, why not? You know, I don't care. But the this, if this isn't a neon flashing example, and how is MSNBC or the liberal whatever the heck, and they're going to couch this in, you know, what? White man with gun. And we're going to find out, you know, about this individual. You know, was he, I don't know, Michael Moore worshiping? He just happened to found out he had cancer and he's going to take out some Republican congressman. You know, this is, and what saved him? A guy with a gun. And this guy had, you know, a rifle. You know, I you know, lots of ammunition. He didn't talk about what kind. I would imagine it was a semi-automatic. I would imagine it had a detachable magazine. I would imagine he had, you know, a bunch of magazines. He'd just go on. And why? Because he could. You know, I mean, it takes somebody else with a gun to stop. Seriously, only five people were injured, 100 shots fired, and this is all that I'm like. He was inexperienced or didn't. This is a made-for-TV movie right here. But are you going to get the truth? I don't know. You know, I don't know. All right, so here's a gunman kill as many Republicans as possible. Gunman, kill as many Republicans as possible. Oh, is that what the deal? A man claiming to be Mark Mueller, Seth Rich's. What is this? Oh, this doesn't have anything to do with this. This is more a Seth Rich, you know, thing. Oh, this was, all right, yeah, we'll go over that in a little bit. Let's see. Here's another headline story. Putin declares Russia will be free from GMO vaccination and pharma drugs. Oh, I bet they didn't like that none too much. Let's see. The Western government-controlled people are, and this is Putin, quote, intensively vaccinated, borderline autistic, fat man slumped in front of a screen battling a high fructose corn syrup come down. Claims Putin, who says the Russians must be protected at all cost. Ah! You know, all he's got to do is say, hey, man, we're free from GMO vaccination and pharma drugs. I'm protecting the Russian people from all you scumbags trying to kill everybody. You know, that's all you got to do to be a hero, I guess. Damn. Ooh, man, you know, it just keeps getting freakier. All right. Bitcoiners are freaking out over the flippening. What the hell are they talking about? Bitcoin is about to be overtaken as the world's number one cryptocurrency. Since Bitcoin was unleashed on the world 2009, its dominance of the cryptocurrency market has been unchallenged. But as the price of other cryptocurrencies have surged over the past few weeks, there is speculation that the total dominance of Bitcoin may be coming to an end as investors dump their money into other cryptocurrencies, a phenomenon referred to as the flippening. Now, this is one thing that we've been talking about. You know, it's not, oh, it's just another crypto. It's another, you know, it's all very interesting. Why? Why this one over that one? What's the difference? I go, why stay with Bitcoin? Why not? If it doesn't have the features that you want, then create another one. Why? No, it's got to be Bitcoin. Okay, why? Not because. Okay, big infrastructure, whatever. All right. Over the past month and a half, cryptocurrencies have experienced an unprecedented explosion in market value. Although the two leading cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin and Ethereum, enjoyed the bulk of investments, Bitcoin broke $3,000 for the first time on Sunday, but all eyes were on Ethereum, which peaked at 420 early Monday morning, a 4,000% increase in value since January of this year. Why? Because Vitalik Buterin had come up with a concept of, you know, blockchain for everything. You know, it's you can use it as an operating system, you know, as a base, a foundation for creating all kinds of payment systems and record keeping and all kinds of. There are other ones that want to do it too, like Factum and other. You know, this technology is so limited on just doing it as a currency with Bitcoin. That's all it's meant to do, but it can do so much more that other people are starting to do and just seeing it. And what is it? I don't know. I can buy raw milk. Feel me? We'll be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Okay, we're going to get right back to this article. I'm going through another article here, and I'll, you know, here we go. This is additional information to what we had already covered. I want to get back to the Bitcoin thing, too, but let's see. The gunman opened fire on a Republican congressional baseball practice. James T. H-O-D-G-K-I-N-S-O-N, Hodgkinson, I guess. The shooter's from Belleville, Illinois, fired over 100 rounds, and we find out later it was an M4, which is like an AR-15 shortened up, you know, so it's an AR. That was a 223. High-powered rifle from, you know, it's probably the reason why, you know, some people, the 223 is very deadly, and but it's made to have smaller rounds so you can have more rounds. If he would have gone to a 30 caliber, like a 7.62, like an AK or a larger, you know, 30 caliber kind of bullet, probably would have had a lot more devastating impact. An AR is a very small bullet, but it has a shockwave. I mean, it's made to injure so that, you know, you have more people on the battlefield having to drag off more people or something. I mean, that's kind of how I hear it described. So I'd rather not be shot by, you know, anything. But the shooter's from Illinois, 100 rounds, high-powered by the M4. AR-15. Eugene Simpson Stadium Park in Alexandria, Virginia. That's where this was at 7 a.m. He was eventually shot by two U.S. Capitol Police officers who were accompanying Scalise. They were both wounded as they exchanged fire. Senator Rand Paul, who was at the scene but was not injured, described it as a killing field. Moments before the attack, a man thought to be the shooter asked if the group were Republicans or Democrats. North Carolina Representative Mike Walker told NBC News the gunman was there to kill as many Republican members as possible. Now, I got to bring – this is when we got, you know, Trump being, you know, stabbed and, you know, as a character, you know, the parody of Julius Caesar and you know, the severed heads and all. This is what happens when you do that stuff. I mean, it's kind of like somebody's going to do this kind of thing, and they're going to be the hero. They're going to go down in the blaze of support and glory of, you know, whatever. And it's like a formula. You know that's going to happen. I mean, you know that's going to happen. There are a lot of people on the edge of whatever, and if you can create a public opinion, we had it happen here in 9/11 in Phoenix, Arizona. Sal Sodhi Singh, I think it was his name, he was a Sikh from northern part of India. They had a convenience store here, and after 9/11, some guy in a pickup with a rifle, they went, "Oh, that Arabs can't, who to go get some?" He goes over and at the gas station, killed him. Boom, killed him. He thought he was going to be a hero. But he wasn't Muslim. He just had a turban. He was going around shooting turbans. You know, Charles go, "Yeah, make a big deal out of Sal Sodhi Singh." I remember him always going, he goes, "This is what happens when you do this kind of stuff." And to tell that story, it's just, it's terrible. But what created it, this atmosphere, they need this, want, need, got to have, this kind of stuff. So now Republicans are out, you know, they're on the, they're going to go after Democrats, or they're, you know, conservatives, is it the patriot people or something, the militia, they, you know, laying waste to a bunch of Democrats? You know, or is it, you know, just pissed off progressive going, you know, I went and saw Julius Caesar Trump thing, and that one would take out some Republicans. You know, see, it's just, ew, you know, ew. Michigan Rep. Mike Bishop described how one man, thought to be part of Scalise Capitol Police Protection Detail, stood his ground to return fire as the congressman and at least one of their children dove for cover in a dugout. Scalise dragged himself across the field after being hit, leaving a trail of blood behind him. Oh, man, you're waiting for the movie on this, aren't you? We were inside the backstop, and if we didn't have that cover by a brave person who stood up and took a shot themselves, we would not have gotten out of there, and every one of us would have been hit. Every single one of us. He was coming around the fence line, and he was looking for all of us who had found cover in different spots. But if we didn't have return fire from fire right there, he would have come up to each of us and shot us point blank. Three men escaped and took shelter in an apartment building nearby. M4 rifle. All right. Another witness, Marty Lavore, dove on top of a congressman. He told CNN that after the gunman's first shot, there was a break in the fire, but it began shortly afterwards. Republican Representative Mo Brooks was also there, but was not hurt. He described using his belt as a tourniquet to stop the bleeding on Scalise's leg. He was hit in the hip. Wow. All right. Well, there's going to be plenty to talk about for a while there. You know, damn. Okay, let's go ahead and Bitcoin. We're going back to the, you know, it's, you know, Bitcoiners are freaking out over them, you know, abandoning Bitcoin. And because it's getting too government. You know, it's too approved, too, you know, regulated, too reporting, too vulnerable, too, you know, Goldman Sucksy, you know. And I'm getting the impression that, you know, there's going to be features that what people are going to go after once they get the faith in a cryptocurrency, which Bitcoin successfully has done that. But whatever problem is going to be emphasized and the solutions in other cryptos, because it's not, there's no reason why it has to be, you know, one over another. And of course they'll tell you why, you know, it's adoption and why this and more people of that and yeah, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm thinking long-term, 5, 10, 50 years. You know, government's going to have their approved and they want to have, and they'll go to core development and make it this way so that we can track what. And what do we have? We had Rick Amores, you know, Richard Amores on just, what, yesterday or day before? He goes, yeah, I can track anything. I can find, hell, I can find your ISP. I can find your location of where you use your Bitcoin. Pick me, darkdataservices.com. Go to it. He's like, look, I'm track everything. And this is what we've been screaming about forever. Because in the beginning, in the first couple of years, everybody's saying, oh, it's anonymous. You know, it's a Silk Road drug money. No, it's not. No. Not if you're doing it over the internet. You know, if you want to do cold storage, there's different ways that you can do it. I'm sure that you can do it. But not the way, yeah, no, it's pseudo-anonymous. So I had to look that up. Pseudo means not. I mean, you can use a funky word all you want. All right. Posters on Ethereum subreddits were understandably enthusiastic about this brief uptick in value. The value of the Ethereum token Ether has since returned to around 350. But the mood on Bitcoin forums was cautiously optimistic at best and totally despairing at worst. This is because the surge in Ethereum prices is a telltale sign of the approach of the flippening, which would mean that Bitcoin was no longer the number one cryptocurrency on the block. Price isn't the only metric to consider. However, in some ways, Ethereum, often touted as the silver to Bitcoin's gold, has already surpassed Bitcoin. It has almost five times as many nodes in its network as Bitcoin, meaning more people are using their computers to support it. Confirms new blocks every 12 seconds compared to 10 minutes for Bitcoin, and has a larger number of transactions per day. Arguably, the only areas where it has yet to surpass Bitcoin are raw value. One Bitcoin is worth nearly five times the amount of one Ether, which means nothing. And market capitalization, the measure of the total market value of the coin. At the time of this writing, Bitcoin's market cap is around $45 billion, and Ethereum is around $35 billion. Holy crap, it's that much? Man, it's going to go plaid past Bitcoin. Whoa. Man, give me some Ethereum, man. What the? Closing a $10 billion gap in market cap is nothing to bat an eye at, but Ethereum has risen from a market cap of $2 billion in just 2.5 months. Based on this exponential growth, there is rampant speculation that Ethereum will surpass Bitcoin in total market value within a matter of weeks, at which point it's going to go stupid. The flippening will have occurred. According to the main site for tracking the flippening, assuming that the number of Bitcoins and Ether in circulation remain the same, Bitcoin would have to drop to $2,182, or Ethereum would have to rise to $496 before the two cryptocurrencies have an even market cap. It's still not clear exactly what fueled this meteoric rise in the market cap of Ethereum, or Bitcoin for that matter. But, well, the rest of this paragraph I'll bring up when I get back. I know. I speculate.
When it comes to investing in precious metals, you need a source you can trust who offers you choices and empowers you to maximize your wealth. That's where Roberts & Roberts Brokerage can help. Roberts & Roberts is a trusted name in precious metals. Since 1977, Roberts & Roberts has been providing you with the finest gold and silver bullion, coins, rounds, and bars at genuine and honest prices. They make it easy to invest in precious metals and work with you to suit your investment needs. In addition to offering gold and silver for sale for U.S. dollars, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage is now accepting Bitcoin in exchange for their quality precious metals products. To speak with a professional from Roberts & Roberts about investing in precious metals, call toll-free 800-874-9760. Write this number down, 800-874-9760. Visit Roberts & Roberts online at rrbi.co. That's rrbi.co. On behalf of Roberts & Roberts, here's hoping your day is as good as gold.
If you enjoy LRN.FM, please contribute to your favorite shows via their websites and become an amplifier at amp.lrn.fm. That's amp.lrn.fm.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Okay, I'm right back. I'm sitting here playing on the computer looking at... Damn. All right. The quickening, you know, or the flippening. Flippening. All right, let's go ahead and finish this article real quick on Bitcoin thing. It's still not clear exactly what fueled this meteoric rise in the market cap of Ethereum, or Bitcoin for that matter. Some have speculated that it is a result of Ethereum being adopted by Fortune 500 companies in the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance, and a misunderstanding by speculators as to what exactly Ethereum is for. Unlike Bitcoin, which is a pure cryptocurrency insofar as it's only meant to facilitate peer-to-peer financial transactions, Ether tokens are not meant to be a store of value. Rather, they are to be used as the gas that that keeps the Ethereum network and the apps built on top of it running. All right. If you're going to run a node, if you're going to run a node that powers this ability to do work, you know, blockchain, you have out there powering, you know, the planet of doing blockchain. Why? I mean, what's your incentive? Why am I doing this? Why want to do this for? You know, well, Ethereum. Ethereum is, you know, being mined. Ethers are being mined by these nodes. Now, there was a problem early on where they were hacked and stole like 40-something million dollars worth of whatever, and they just said, you know what? We're just going to cancel that. And we're going to start another chain. We're going off into, you know, something else. And, you know, so they still have Ether Classic, you know, these others, you know, that they're still doing this. And that was kind of a, you know, yeah, you just, so you can just flip a switch and undo it. Well, that didn't go over well, you know. But early on, the guys are like, hey, man, we did it because, I don't know, they did it. So, pinky swear, we won't do it anymore, maybe. But so I know these guys, and I'm telling you, they have big plans in the future. The reason the Fortune 500 companies are coming to this Enterprise Ethereum Alliance is because they see the benefits of being able to bypass. Because Fortune 500 companies, you know, probably only 499 of them are central banks. Well, I mean, you know, there's a significant portion of money and whatever and influence and everything. Fortune 500, we rule you of central banking. But a bunch of the other guys are like, you guys suck. You suck on so many levels of you suck. And reporting and the tracking and the transparency and the verifying and the accounting of the kind of, and that sucks too. And it keeps getting changed and it sucks. And they can see it's a philosophy. These guys are anarchists, man. They understand that we're, you know, look, it's just between individual to individual, company to company, bypassing all of the, we got to process your milk first before you can have it kind of crap, you know? It's decentralization of everything! What do you think I keep screaming about? Now, when we have bits of eight, set of pieces of eight, we have a shirt, bits of eight, okay? We do the bits of eight concept for the pirate effort, you know, piratewithoutborders.com. What's their currency? What do they trade in? Well, of course, it's going to be prices of gold and silver kind of stuff, but, you know, cryptocurrency is going to be needed. Which one? I'd have the guys on. And, oh, no, it's got to be Bitcoin. Why? Well, because it's the biggest and the baddest and the bestest, and, you know, because. Well, what do we find out? Ether has how many, you know, of these nodes? You know, it's instead of every 10 minutes, you're getting a block discovered, it's every 12 seconds. So they have more transactions a day. They can process through a bunch more stuff. Market cap, $45 billion for Bitcoin, Ethereum, $35. Damn, I had no idea Ethereum. It's been too long. We've been trying to get Vitalik on, but the boy's busy, man. He don't want to talk to Ernie anymore. He don't need me. Maybe we can see if we can get him on. I'll work on it. And at Porkfest, you know, we'll see who the guys are there, and we'll try and get him on. That's one of the benefits of going, and I take the show on the road. As they're standing, I go, ah, you know, you got nothing to do. Sit down. Talking to the microphone. Yeah, we'll see what happens. It's easier when I got Donna. She's not going with me, so it's like, damn, it's going to be work. The closing that $10 billion gap is, yeah, that's going to be pretty, you know, that could happen in a day. I mean, you know how this stuff goes. And see, the thing is, they're saying Ethereum is, it's kind of the silver to Bitcoin's gold. Well, that's not really true. I mean, they're not even really the same thing. Ether is an incentive and a method by which to incentivize the creation of the network that supports Ethereum. Ether is just a token. Now, this is why where I have the promise, you know, in this kind of stuff is also, I'm wondering what kind of anonymity they're going to have in the transfer of data, like MadeSafe. You know, is it going to be Internet 2.0 kiss my butt and where I can just do whatever? Well, that's the promise of MadeSafe. So I invested in that. I'm going, that is what. As you know, we need to get there. Does Ether have that capacity as an operating system to put something like that on it? Because it's going to be privacy. It's going to be none your business. That's as in, you know, the world of none you. So we're getting close. So what do pirates use? Whatever the hell they want. So we put, you know, a bunch of stuff. You know, that's crypto, man. You know, pace. And you may have one of that. So we did, you know, bits of eight, you know, just kind of pieces of eight. Well, that's going to change in value all over the place, you know, and which one, you know. So that's going to be interesting how we're going to promote that and which way. All right. So we got Republican congressman being shot at a baseball practice. We got, you know, Bitcoin freaking out because here comes Ethereum and any other, you know, specialized. Once you start to understand blockchain and you're going, God, 10 minutes? God, it's got this. Oh, it limits that. And you're not, and they can track this. Well, God, if it only had, well, there's three or four others that, you know, off the top of my head that have solved a lot of these problems. You know, go invest there. Yeah, but nobody's talking about the buzz and the kind of, oh, and it went up 4,000% in a few months? Holy crap. I'm thinking crypto and blockchain kind of looks like they made it. All right. Yep. All right. Let's go ahead. How much time we got? All right, I'm going to do a couple of really quick headlines here on Freedom's Phoenix. Okay, we got the shooting. Iran just accused U.S. of alliance with ISIS. Claim they have proof to back it up. That wouldn't shock me. Okay, let's see. Update on Oisin Biotech, key part of the SINS anti-aging research. Okay, we got a story up there. We're going to live forever now. Let's see what happens there. Transformer-like carbon nanostructure. Yeah, carbon. It's going to be a big... Here we go. Energy absolute to construct 50 gigawatt battery factory in Asia. Energy Absolute, I guess this is a company. All right, they're going to be doing, you know, like gigafactories, all of this battery thing. Here we go. You know, they're on the verge of curing multiple sclerosis. Ivy Simple Fuel Station offers homemade hydrogen. Of course, it's $250,000, but, you know, you can get your own hydrogen maker. Well, what do I need in my, you know, airship? A hydrogen maker. Why do I need that? Yeah, I got hydrogen. I just, you know, have continuous flow of hydrogen into my buoyancy tank, or I can pump it back into tanks and do hydrogen. Oh, I might need it for fuel for my rocket engines. I got my own hydrogen maker. I can put it in my garage. I can't put it on my airship. And it's about the size of a, you know, pumping station. So I'm just like, you know, ha, 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 ha. MIT has developed color-changing tattoo ink that monitors your health in real time. You know, it's like a mood ring. Tattoo. I'm sick. I sick. Yep. Scientists discover a new form of carbon that's hard as a rock but stretches like rubber. Materials. I keep oh man, anybody that they go, no, that'll never. I just want to, you know, come here. And you take them by the back of the neck and you throw them in front of a computer screen. Look at this. Or you just ignore them and say, yeah, you're too stupid and whatever, don't worry about it. Citizenship enrollment for the first ever space nation is now open. Asgardia will launch its first satellite later this year. All right, here we go. This filmmaker installed a video camera into his right eye socket. Him first. Okay. Putin warns America has a false sense that it can do anything without consequences. I give you shot up congressman on a baseball field. You know, this is, man, first satellite for the space station Asgardia. They're going to launch it in August. Asgardia. A flying, orbiting country. What are they going to do? They're going to pass the law. It's not allowed. That's illegal. You're not allowed. You're so not allowed. Not allowed. Let's see. What did Trump say to Yellen? Don't care. Is this the first sign of a U.S.-Chinese solar war? After a banner year for solar power installation in the United States, reports on the progress of solar power in the first quarter of 17 have industry advocates hopeful that renewable energy will continue to grow throughout the... I just watched a documentary last night that showed how much, because Beijing, you know, China's got air pollution problem. You know, they're not, you know, like scrubbing their coal factories or something as much as the U.S. They got a problem. What's the motivation? Solar, and they are already producing more solar power than in the U.S. This is going, you know, the world is changing right before your eyes. Are you paying attention?